where we are. And we can see the changes that need to happen. So in the public service environment, there will be a whole design of these structures when we have adopted them and decided that this is what's going to be fitting, and would go through the whole process of approvals from the executive authority and to DPSA and at the National Treasury, because this is going to have implications with regards to a compensation budget of the both funds when we make these changes. However, as I said, that which is still in our control and that which we are still able to change, we will. Can we go to the provincial slide in terms of how the provinces are supposed to be sitting? Once again, Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, you would be aware, since you have visited these labor centers, that it is nowhere close to this. When you go to the provincial office of labor and you meet the compensation fund operational director, they are at level 10 and they are at level 13 of the public service. And they have deputy directors thereafter, two deputy directors with several assistant directors in implementing the operations of the compensation fund or the UIF at a provincial level. This structure is actually saying that we need to have a chief financial officer. Currently, a financial officer at a provincial level is at a deputy director level, which is level 12. So as you have seen the head office, and as you have seen the provincial office, and try to mirror that, this is what we find at a provincial level, and that will therefore be the future in the considerations that would have to make. I need to also say, though, I think the beauty of the funds, both funds, is the certain level of independence with regards to reliance from fiscus, which they don't, and this is based on the revenue that they generate. So some of these processes in terms of time are not going to take a very long time for us to execute.
Pahomi Matebesi, can you please mute?
Thank you, Chairperson. And so, when you look at these structures, Chairperson, they're big. It's a big undertaking. It's a big change for the organization in order for us to find both funds at the level that we all inspire to see them at. And I wish to say that the current situation that we are at in terms of structure and capacity is very far from what it should be, the level that it should be, and as well as how we're currently operating. Next slide. And so these slides, these setups in terms of the provincial structures is what we will both get in the recommendations of both the UIF and the compensation fund. I think the same observations that I make, Chairperson and honorable members, are the same. And that is what currently you're going to be finding. So if we look in the mirror, it's a vast difference from what it is currently to what it needs to be. So a whole lot of work needs to happen, but it will be happening. And with the processes of setting up a project management office that will be looking at this work. maybe Chairperson, I would request that we go to slides 44, because we've dealt in terms of looking at the structure and looking at what ought to be, and we go to change management in terms of what it is that we need to embark on upon as a broader institution in order for us, because okay, these interactive models are really are defining and kind of interpreting what exactly is embedded in its structure, and what are the functionalities and the capabilities that are required in each of those. So I will move there, and I would go to change management. So I am requesting that we move the slides. And a change management slide is actually slide 62. So the change of values, culture, and behavior, I think I had said earlier, is one of maybe the highlights over and above a systems change, over and above enhancement of capabilities and business processes. One of the biggest things is the current state in terms of pure behavior and attitude in service delivery, and as I said earlier, there are certain things that I believe that we can be changing and doing differently right now, and starting that process, so that we can begin to have more receptive and more customer focused approach across all provinces. Labor centers and head offices of the organization. But of course, with this undertaking, there is a bigger change management that we need to be looking at. Next slide. Next slide. I think that in the earlier slides, when we looked at the work that was done in terms of the areas of focus, there was a very important element that says that we need to have our values defined so that we can have the same understanding of the values institutionally. And you would have seen in the report that there was an undertaking by PwC of actually understanding if there are shared values in the institution. And you would see in the report that there were different messages that they were taking from the different surveys that they would be making to say that there are officials that believe that we are at the level where we should be, we are at the service level that we should be, whilst there were officials that are saying, no, we are not at that level. We're not responsive, we're not providing the service. So it therefore becomes a process internally that we need to be working hard on in terms of creating that a shared valuable process so that people understand the vision of the organization, the values of the organization, across the public service, the Abatupili principles, that all public officials should live and should strive to live and implement. And all of those values and those principles are what in every public service institution we should be finding. However, at this point in time, we are not there. For the fact that in this survey that was conducted, you can see that there is a different understanding of what are these values. There's a different understanding of exactly what it is, the service level that we are providing. Next slide. I think the next slide does show here precisely on the different areas that we surveyed and just how officials of the UIF and Compensation Fund responded to it, which then shows maybe the fact that the values are not shared. So where the value of respect was measured and how people responded to it, 66% of employees agreed with the question that says that Compensation Fund encourages diversity and inclusion. And I think that you've got to take those values and really ask the embedded messages and questions that were there for people to truly believe that in the work that they do, there is a respect and therefore the values that they have encourages diversity. Now, 42% of the employees disagree. That is not very far off from each other. 66% and 42%.